This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now, here we are. There can be no point, no doubt at this point, about the fact that the Democrats cheated to elect the very hapless Joe Biden, which is always going to be a mystery to me, because they threw everything into this. They threw everything out the window. They threw away all the inhibitions, and they went for it. And it's, but, you know, on the other end of this, the evidence is overwhelming. It's on video. There are thousands of affidavits signed by poll workers who saw the fraud as it happened in real time. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona. Probably happened in California as well, but there's, you know, there's only so much could be done in California. Although we did get a bunch of seats for the House. How they cheated has been discovered, analyzed, and exposed for all who want to look at it, read about it, watch the videos about it, you know, however you want to do it. Had American poll watchers witnessed this kind of corruption in another country, that election would have been deemed illegitimate. Well, since 2015, 2016, since Trump came down the escalator. They went after him, and then when he got elected, and they were like waking up the next morning, what, he won? Now they planned for years to steal the 2020 election. Lawyers like Mike Elias, who spent the last 4 years plotting how to ensure a Trump defeat, they surreptitiously forged the election laws of swing states and stuck in with lawsuits that no one called attention to in order to secure a stolen election. Every state that purchased Dominion vote machines knew they were vulnerable to programmable interference. In fact, real-time alteration. They've had testimony of over 1,000 witnesses to fraud and the video and analyses by numerous experts in cyber technology. It leaves no doubt about the level of cheating that took place. And now we come to my point. Because the steal was on. The steal was happening. The steal was something that they definitely wanted to see occur. And, Trump knew about it. Trump knew they were going to try to do it. Right? But now my question becomes, I would have thought that every Republican member of Congress would have been outraged. I mean, can't talk, nothing but eyes. You know, they're looking around. They're frothing at the mouth, kind of chomping at the bit to protest the fraudulent Electoral College vote. And we do have a few. We have 140 representatives and 12 senators who actually have a spine, and they're going to stand up for the values most of their colleagues only pretend to hold. You know, they do take an oath to uphold it, but they only pretend. So how do we explain the cowardice of the others? Maybe they, too, like the Bidens and the McConnells, have become wealthy as members of Congress by capitulating to lobbyists from all those countries around the world they want to send billions of our taxpayer dollars to. China in particular. That could be a safe bet. Not one of the Republicans who do not protest the election results should be reelected. Shouldn't even be considered. They should be recalled, in fact. They have committed malfeasance of office. They have failed in their oath. Each and every one of them is a traitor to the people who donated to their campaigns, who voted for them. They're not conservatives. They're only self-interested politicians who crave the undisturbed ability to enrich themselves. And they really enjoyed that before Trump showed up and he disrupted the status quo. these faux Republicans should know they will not get reelected. They've revealed themselves to be people who don't really have any core values, who are there for all the wrong reasons. The founders would be ashamed of them. We should be ashamed of them. They should be ashamed of themselves. Now, today's the 4th. What's going to happen in 2 days? This is the day. Everybody's been like, wait till January the 6th. What's going to happen? It's very likely to be a very pivotal day, no doubt about it. Everyone knows the Democrats commenced the greatest electoral fraud ever to occur in this country. Everybody knows this. Even the Democrats know, and about 30% of them are willing to admit it to pollsters. Do the Democrats want to learn the truth? Are they on board with the recounts and the audits and the signature verifications, etc.? You would think, while they're sitting there saying, we claim a mandate, they would want to prove they have a mandate. Now, they're not interested in doing that at all. They're terrified that the public at large will become aware of their grand swindle. So the sad fact is that the Trump-hating left and right are A-OK with cheating if they win. So self-righteous are they that whatever cements their power over the rest of us is morally justified. Today, together they've become the second generation of Stalinists that Arthur Koestler wrote about in Darkness at Noon. They've come to believe that their ideological opponents should be interned in re-education camps. Chuck Schumer's dying to change America even more than Obama already did. Even old Democrats have been seduced by the tyranny of the woke. And like Koestler's Rubishov, the old guard of the actual liberals has caved to the current-day Jacobins in their pathetic effort to be relevant or to remain relevant. JFK, he's rolling around in his grave. So what happens on January 6th may well be up to VP Mike Pence. There are constitutional courses of action available to challenge what is clearly a long-planned, carefully orchestrated second attempt at a coup, the Russian collusion hoax being the first. The question becomes, does Pence have the inner fortitude to do the right thing? And that's the question of the day. The election results in those swing states must be decertified for all the obvious reasons. Biden must not be inaugurated, as he is a tool of China, as are some of his slated cabinet appointees. If the steal of the election succeeds, there are some people that think there would never be another free and fair election again. I do not second that motion. I don't have that belief, because I think in the next election, while they may try to do it, because in the next election, the big thing they're going to try to hold on to is going to be the House. Because they want to have a mandate. If they lose Congress, if the Republicans hold on to the Senate, and if they lose the House, then at the very least, they're just going to be walking around and, you know, President Kamala Harris won't get very much done. All they can do are executive actions. They will do away with all of the, all of the cheap gas. They will do away with all of the deregulation that has made business come back here. They will put us back in the Paris Climate Accords. And for the next, until we right this wrong, America, the Republic, doesn't, it's permanently abrogated. It doesn't really exist anymore. And all those Republicans in Congress who let it happen, you guys will go down in history as the collaborators of in the fall of the greatest nation ever to exist. And how will the 88 senators who are not challenging the electoral vote count live? How are they gonna sleep? They will be fine financially, for almost all have become mysteriously wealthy while in office, but they do have to live with themselves. History is going to judge them harshly as well. But of what? I don't really know what it's going to be. But for all of these politicians, while they're having their fun right now, my prediction would be that while the fix was in and it worked, enjoy it while you can. Because now what's coming? You have awoken the sleeping giant. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. You know, right now the left is calling for unification, which it means submission. And let's all work together for a brighter tomorrow and join the team and bring in the big win. We'll have a big circle of hugs and solidarity where we rally around shared values and norms. And we can all sing Kumbaya. Except How about we normal people get to pick those values and norms and not the garbage elite that presumes to rule us here? I've got a problem with this call, this current call to unify. The idea that we might have some legitimate interests and policy preferences as outrageous and seditious and probably transphobic and generally double plus ungood, we need to give them up and submit, I mean unify. Because the purpose of this unity babble is to shut us up, to cause us to voluntarily submit. I'm going to tell you a real quick little thing. Back in the day, in the South, we have something called hush puppies, which is basically a blob of cornbread that's fried. And back in the day, the farmers would have those cooked up, and they would throw them at the dogs who'd be barking, hence the term hush puppy. And all of this talk you hear coming out of here, like right now, whenever we see Congress having a hearing or an investigation, that's a hush puppy. We're sitting there thinking, oh, good, they're doing something finally. Except they're not. They're not doing anything. When was the last time somebody got locked up because of one of these? And whenever now, the hush puppy now is that we're going to unify, we're going to be this, we're going to be that. But once again, it's submit. Nothing's happening. They want to shut us up. They want us to voluntarily submit. They want us to get out of the way of the leftist globalist reset desired by these corruptocrats who match their soaring incompetence only with their inexplicable self-regard. Completely undeserved. Cinephilic geriatric weirdo Joe Biden will almost certainly be sworn in. The ravings of the Twitter fantasist notwithstanding. But don't ask me to treat his fraudulence like anything but the vaguely aware interloper he is. Occupying the White House solely due to a confluence of rigging, GOP idiocy, and slobbering media tongue bathing. You need not believe in either unicorns or krakens to understand that what happened in November 2020 was a mammoth scam and disgrace, and our naive constitution with courts demanding standing and a presumption of regularity and all that old-fashioned stuff was unable to deal with the outright blatant steal. The establishment leveraged the way we designed our system, assuming the good faith of both sides, into a cheat. And they did it successfully, and this is going to cause untold damage. Now, the cabal may wish to put behind us the whole unpleasantness about destroying all the norms in order to barely thieve back what the voters took from them as recompense in 2016. But that's not what's going to happen. They don't want to just go back to the way it was. They want to make sure it never goes back to the way it has been. So, you know, unify this, idiots. I'm not interested in normalcy that equals serfdom. Yeah, the left has no moral authority over you or me, and the actual hard power they temporarily and tentatively hold is backed up only by social inertia, where people just go along not really realizing how much has changed, and the guns of those who have not yet chosen to drop them and refuse to comply. There will always be a few donut munchers who, with their pensions on their minds, will hassle a mom in a park because she hasn't wrapped a bandana around her kid's mouth. But other cops are voting with their feet. The big blue city police departments can't keep folks on the job, and I expect military recruiting to nosedive as those of us in the cast that makes up the armed forces. This is not the Pierce pronoun posse, except at the officer level, which is a whole other column, a whole other subject, a whole other idea, and, you know, decide that if Asterisk and his pals want someone to die in their next idiotic war, they can go recruit him, her, them out of a gender studies seminar at Gumbo State. They're going to find out it's very hard to run a machine when the cogs you have nothing but contempt for quit turning. And I will not be unifying. I'm going to burn everything I can to the ground. Show me an institution worth saving in its present form. I'll show you an exception that proves the rule. I am not ready to make nice. There's some that think Georgia will turn blue in 2 days. But once again, we have that class, and see, I hope not, but we have this classic triad at play once again. The confluence of rigging, GOP idiocy, and slobbering media tongue bathing. Right now, we've got Republicans out there saying Trump is the problem. You've got Republicans in Georgia saying, we've seen none of this stuff. I don't know. What about this video? What about these affidavits? What about these machines that they hacked in real time while you were having your little hearings? Hush puppies. Democrats will have a rickety hold on Congress. They'll try to break the filibuster, once again, forgetting how Fort Sumter worked out. It worked out poorly. History, not that our dillweed elite knows any, is full of stories about sides that won the first couple of battles and yet ended up with their fields sown with salt. Because inevitably, down the road, we normal people will take power back, and then there's going to be a reckoning. Then there's going to be vengeance. And if warranted, there's going to be violence. In game theory, the data show that where a player makes a choice not to cooperate and graduate in the hopes of increased individual reward, the only effective response is massive retaliation. And I say go with that when we are back in the saddle. The crack and click insists this will be our last election. We're going to be forever doomed, and so on and so forth. And that merely reveals an ignorance of history and how things tend to happen over time. Nothing is static. Nothing, it never changes. Nothing never changes. The inevitable failure of the neo-socialist limo lib plan, where all America turns into San Francisco, complete with the hypodermic needle punji sticks and towering mounds of used soup kitchen bologna sandwiches on every sidewalk, will mean blowback. We've seen it before. When those Chardonnay-swilling mommies in the suburbs find some bum squatting on the lawn of her McMansion, her huffy refusal to vote for Trump because bad orange man tweeted mean stuff will vanish because she will be seeking an avenger to keep those oppressing criminals at bay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause, give it 10 days, pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then, pull this 15-member commission together, give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back. then give it back to the state.
This is USA Radio News. With less than a day to go before two important Senate runoff elections in Georgia, there have been challenges made against the integrity of elections in the state, including from President Trump. Gabriel Sterling is the elections administration manager for Georgia, and he maintains that there hasn't been widespread voter fraud in his state. He tells Fox News that with new security measures in place, it would be difficult to pull off the level of fraud like the president is accusing.
We've introduced all kinds of security measures, even before the November election, and most of these claims we've seen have been spurious, ridiculous, misinformation, disinformation. I mean, we have a driver's license now as part of the identification process for absentee ballots. There's 75% of them that were requested through absentee ballot portal. We have voter ID when you check in. We've had over 3 million votes that have been cast so far. My big concern is that the president's claims and the continuing disinformation surrounding the fact that there was issues in this election, which in Georgia so far we have found there's always going to be illegal votes. We have not found anything approaching what the president is claiming.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Goalpost moving is a favorite pastime of politicians, particularly on the left. And think court packing, for example. Trump has gotten in there 1 year, put three semi-worthless justices in there. I don't know if they still want to do it now because they didn't, when it was drop dead time, they just dropped dead. 2008, when Obama had everything. They rammed through Obamacare all by themselves, insisted it was a success while scrambling to convince people they alone could fix what was wrong with health care in this country. But they just took over the entire system, seizing ownership over all of it, and then they were going to fix it. Well, they broke it, though. So when you hear a leftist talk about COVID and vaccines and returning to normal, it's important to remember they have no intention whatsoever of doing that ever. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the leftist saint and de facto president of the United States, and maybe even the whole world, has admitted a lot to lying to the public on several occasions about how and when life might return to normal, moving the bar a little bit further away each time. You might ask why. Well, because to progressives, we are all too stupid to know what is good for ourselves. That concept is the cornerstone of progressivism. These leftists believe they are smarter than everyone else and should, therefore, be making decisions for us about how to live our lives, even though they don't do what they tell us to do. It is narcissism on steroids and usually a cover for wild insecurity, boredom of people who inherited wealth or have so much they have no idea what to do with themselves, jealousy, or a personality riddled with sociopathic tendencies. They don't admit when they're wrong because, well, they don't even know how to consider that concept. And this is exemplified by people like a guy that, I've known one. He was a devoted communist. He wasn't rich. He was a friend of a friend who drove a city bus. But he was as committed to the cause as anybody could be. But when you would ask them the simple question, if communism is so wonderful, Why has it failed everywhere? It's been tried. He would respond with what every loser in this situation does. True communism has never been tried. Now, this particular individual I'm talking about, he took it a step further, saying how Stalin wasn't really a communist and that the Soviet Union should have followed Leon Trotsky. And see, that's the beauty of this, because there's no way we can figure out, well, what would it have been like if they'd followed Leon Trotsky. But it's not just, you know, not just the big picture stories. The overarching pushes for absolute power where leftists show their cards. It's in the little things. Democrat governors and mayors across the country are pigs in mud right now. The COVID pandemic has afforded them the opportunity of their dreams to make their will the law of the land with the stroke of a pen. States of emergency are being abused in ways our founding fathers never envisioned or wanted. Do you really think they're going to put those pens away willingly? Do you think there's a point where they're going to say, okay, well, that's enough. We can get back to normal now. In the beginning, it was 15 days to flatten the curve, which was explained as a way to ensure that the hospital system wouldn't be overwhelmed. And it made sense, at least on paper. But when we did that, we had like 100 cases nationwide when we did that. So if the hospitals were overrun with sick people, things could collapse. And who knows, maybe back then we actually had 100 people. Because ever since then, if you go and you get tested four times and you come up positive four times, you're four different people. But it's been 10 months since we did that, and the hospitals did not collapse. And still these politicians are fighting to keep that kink in the hose of our economy. And economic freedom is personal freedom. They don't want to give up that power because they've longed for that power their whole lives. The only difference between a tyrant and a progressive politician is that a tyrant has the power to rule by decree. COVID gave them cover to seize that power. We're seeing lockdowns extended for no good reason. Restaurants have complied with new rules and invested fortunes for outside dining, being forced to close simply because small businesses shuttered while large ones that just so happen to have the ability to donate a large sum to politicians and hate all competition are allowed to stay open. We have monopoly status achieved through executive order. Holidays canceled, people arrested or fined, travel restricted, religious practices outlawed. These are the actions that spurred colonists to rebel and found this country in the first place. Now we're seeing a push to make masks permanent. Why? Well, for our own good, of course. What other restrictions will they try to make permanent? Because you got to remember, you never let a good crisis go to waste. We have to be smart. Because COVID is real. And it is dangerous. But we also have to live. The development of vaccines should be cause for celebration. It should be the light at the end of a very long tunnel, but they aren't being billed as such by the progressives. They view the coming triumph over COVID the way a kid sees bedtime on Christmas night. Is there any worse evening for a child than Christmas night when you realize it's over? Until next year. That year-long dream that child has, and it's over with that night. That kid's going to fight going to bed because they don't want Christmas to end. Progressives will fight the defeat of COVID and the lifting of restrictions for the same reason. And here's the thing about the restrictions. Right now, California is swamped with cases of this. And it's so bad right now in California where they have been locked down. Where they have been locked down, it has been, they've gotten literally everything they want. I mean, people are wearing masks outdoors, they can't, and here's the other thing about this, nobody will answer for me. I don't understand why the homeless aren't dropping dead from this. There's a lot of reasons for that, one of which is probably that they're outside. And they're not subject to this closed-in air because most of COVID, most people that catch COVID are going to catch it at home. Not in a restaurant. Not at work. But, I mean, you look at the stupidity of what's okay and what isn't. It's okay to have... I went into Costco today. Costco, I don't know how many people were there, nor do I care, because I've had it. I'm not worried about it. But Costco was rocking. But in the same token, you know, if you were to go down the street and go, like, to a restaurant, they're going to have... Well, I went to a Starbucks. Went to a Starbucks. I know everybody hates it. Hate Starbucks, but I go to Starbucks. You can't sit down in a Starbucks right now. Oh, no. Oh, no. That just isn't allowed. But you can go to Costco right down the street, and you can be in a building with 3,000-4,000 people at one time. Explain to me how that's logical. How you can't sit down in a Starbucks with social distancing, but in Costco, you could be, you know, literally stacked on each other. And it's all okay. It was interesting at Costco, because now everybody's getting encircled in these little plexiglass cubicles, like the young lady who checks your receipt as you're going out. I don't know what she would have done if I'd laughed like a crazy man and just rolled my buggy out without letting her look, because she was in her cubicle. Being safe. Trying to find that safe space. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. A criminal released on parole despite multiple recent arrests is now accused of killing two pedestrians with a stolen vehicle in San Francisco on New Year's Eve. San Francisco's district attorney, a son of two cop-killing weather underground terrorists, failed to charge the repeat offender for any of the several felonies the parolee allegedly committed over previous months. Troy Ramon McAllister, 45, was released on parole from a state prison on April 10th last year, where the convict had been serving time for robbery. Following his release, the parolee was arrested several times in San Francisco, most recently on December the 20th. But San Francisco has a new radical district attorney, Chesa Boudin. Never filed charges. According to the district attorney, his office never pursued charges against McAllister because the district attorney's office came up with the stupid idea of referring each arrest to state parole agents. We referred these cases to parole because we believe there's a greater likelihood of him being held accountable and having the kind of intervention that would protect the public and break this cycle of recidivism, so said Bowden. The left has this deadly belief that violent criminals can be rehabilitated and that attempting to rehabilitate criminals is worth victimizing additional people. With the left, it's always criminals first. And Boudin is now squirming to defend his policies of not prosecuting criminals. So he tweeted, like all, you know, everybody goes to Twitter. This is a terrible tragedy, an awful end to a brutal year. It's a system failure that resulted in irreversible harm to two families. My heart goes out to the families of the victims. We will hold this man who did this accountable. We will support the families of the victims. We will make changes to ensure that people on parole receive the supervision and structure needed from parole to prevent this kind of tragedy from recurring. Well, the problem is that it's too late for that, Chesa. Two people are dead. The irreversible damage has been done. When Boudin was elected, a lot of people looked at this. A lot of people wrote about this. And here's the thing. The voters of San Francisco that voted for him deserve all the hell that's about to break loose in their city. Or at least that's what I thought. Now maybe I was wrong, though, because when we're looking at some of the stuff and you look at the way they are hitting the system, no one deserves to have Boudin as their district attorney. Now, Boudin ran a campaign built upon decriminalization and cutting down the time criminals like McAllister serve under parole supervision. So voters can't really be all that surprised by the homicides. Bowden is a leftist who believes in the conspiracy theory known as systemic racism. And he's vowed to stop prosecuting criminals to reverse the racism that he sees in the criminal justice system and everywhere else, for that matter. The district attorney's crusade to protect criminals is likely fueled by the fact that his parents were murderers themselves. Kathy Bowden and David Gilbert were terrorists in the Weather Underground who murdered two police officers and a security guard during a 1981 robbery of a Brinks armored security car outside New York City. Bowden's dad is still in prison where he can't kill anybody else, but his mother's now free and an assistant professor at Columbia University. Naturally. After his biological parents killed the cops, Bowden was sent to live with two other terrorists, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. This was like the Brady Bunch of domestic terrorism. Dorn declared war on the United States and made it on the FBI's most wanted list. Ayers bombed the Pentagon, the U.S. Capitol building, and the New York City Police Department before he and Dorn became fugitives, and they went on the run. They eventually came out of hiding, and they too have settled in as university professors. The 60s Marxists took over the universities and infected America with all these poisonous theories about critical race theory and systemic racism, gender myths, the social justice warrior woke crap, and various other garbage ideas championed by today's Democrats. Also coming out of San Francisco and other news, the death rate from drug overdose in 2020 was 3 times higher than the deaths attributed to COVID-19, even the way they're counting them. So if the San Francisco voters expect different results when they keep electing Democrats, does this mean the voters themselves are insane? Let's segue a little bit as we go away, shall we? It might seem right now for the left that Joe Biden is the king of the world, assuming that the Electoral College names him president as expected by most. Putatively receiving more votes than any other man in the history of the world, with an ebullient political party about to assume near complete control of the House and maybe the Senate, it would look like Lady Luck has been very, very, very kind to old Joe. But there's a saying out there, those whom the gods would destroy, they first make proud. So let's take a moment and analyze how his situation is actually a terrible one. And first and most obviously, he will be dogged by the allegations of election fraud forever, for the entirety. Whether they're true or not, the perception of illegitimacy will begin to erode his authority from day one. Even if they aren't true or simply can't be proven to criminal justice standards, the general air of election theft will taint his every proclamation. The constant drip of further reporting about what actually happened on election night will encircle him like a poisonous mist. It's going to take away his will and energy precisely when he needs to be vigorously cracking the whip across all the federal agencies. Donald Trump was a human dynamo, and he found his energies greatly dissipated by the bureaucratic processes of official Washington. So if this bureaucracy decides to resist anything Joe wants to do, Joe will find his power ends at the Oval Office door. So expect the Pentagon to be one of the worst offenders in delaying obeying orders they don't like, but I imagine every agency will adopt a slow roll strategy in implementing at least parts of his executive vision. But then, if the fraud allegations are true, his position gets even worse. Somebody out there in the swamp was able to coordinate a coherent election theft across multiple states and cities. Somebody owns Joe, and they're not going to let him forget it. Secondly, his physical and mental health is in decline, and I'm being nice about that. It's not unusual for presidents to age rapidly, but Joe was sick going in. The stress of the presidency will come as near to killing him as humanly possible. His chief of staff will be one of the most powerful people in the world, handling issues the president is too ill or tired or confused to address. Third, he is surrounded by some very horrible people. His wife and the vice president will engage in some of the most vicious backroom power struggles ever witnessed. No holds barred, with Dr. Jill vehemently preventing him from resigning, while Kamala circles and provokes. and White House staffers will be leaking the sordid details to their media friends. And meanwhile, this cabinet selection, chosen more to look more diverse than rather than experienced, they're not going to perform very well. The burden of trying to achieve any policy goals in this climate would test the will of Alexander the Great. Fourth, he's got former presidents out of the wazoo. Trump won't be going away. He's going to be a thorn. President Obama will always be lurking in the media, tutting Joe's every decision that doesn't align with his vision. Even Jimmy Carter could be relied on to annoy a sitting president of whatever party. And Joe doesn't respond very well to criticism. Fifth, Joe is actually a pretty nasty guy. He's mean to critics, arrogant, and has a long history of behavioral improprieties that will continue to leak out. And the pressure will eventually make him erupt in public. And even a compliant media won't be able to cover that up. The picture of the president screaming abuse like at service members will last longer than his term. The executive culture he's going to create will be septic, creating a raft of leakers and traitors across the entire government. Sixth, the Democrats' buyer's remorse. That's going to start on day one. He's already had to gently suggest that student loan forgiveness isn't going to happen. The voters who did actually turn out for him are going to lose enthusiasm as policy promises vanish in the wind. The sense that he shouldn't have won the Democratic primary at all will cause fissures in his own party's unity. He smoked. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.